Welcome to the DC Daily Drop, your one-stop shop for today's important news in DC movies, TV, and comics. Here are your hosts, Tom and Zach.
Welcome to the DC Daily Drop. I'm Tom.
And I'm Zach.
And we're going to be talking about a big episode of The Flash, spoilering it, Season 3, Episode 20, I Know Who You Are, because we find out he does know who he is. In this episode, Barry and the team meet Tracy Brand, a scientist who may be the key to stopping Savitar. Unfortunately, Killer Frost is also after Tracy, so Team Flash must battle their old friend, which proves to be particularly difficult for Cisco. Joe and Cecile's relationship takes a big turn.
Yeah, so this episode starts right off with Flash standing in front of Savitar saying, "I know who you are." I was like, oh, wow. I thought they were going to like drag it out and not tell us till the end of the episode, but I guess we're just going to open right up. And then it says 16 hours early. Right, exactly. But that's fine, because we still find out in this episode. But yeah, that was just kind of a little bit of a bait and switch.
Yeah. Yeah, and I guess we do get to the Savitar in the end. I guess we can talk about that later, but we see the team essentially trying to track down this Tracy Brand that 2024 Barry told 2017 Barry about in the last episode. Mm-hmm. And they track her down, and she is not who they thought she would be. She doesn't seem to be quite what they expected.
No, she, like, yeah. So she's kind of sort of a failure. She's catching the bus so she could apply at Big Belly Breaker. Yeah. That was funny.
Yeah. I really liked what they did with her. And I like this character. She was kind of unique and funny and not what we would expect. So it was cool to see her before she is this massive success and all that. I liked what they did with her.
Yeah, I really liked that they kind of gave something HR something to do and like actually use the skills that he does have to help in a positive way. You know, because he is a really good motivator, and we have seen him do that before, but like this is more important than anything else he's done. And we get to see a lot of interaction with him. And so I kind of hope they keep her around. Like, so far, I mean, we've only seen one episode, but I like her character. And I like HR having a love interest. And they seem to go together pretty well.
Yeah, it was kind of funny to see HR at least try to charm her. Right. sometimes it works, sometimes not so much. But yeah, I liked everything she did. And if I was guessing, I would say she'd be around most of the rest of the season. To help defeat Savitar.
Yeah. We'll just have to see how it plays out with her the rest of the season, but like I wouldn't be opposed to her. I know I keep saying there's too many characters in the lab already, yeah. But and then they keep inventing new characters that I like, so I'm like, what's one more person?
Right. Like we joke about it being stuffed all the time, but I don't necessarily want any of them to go away. Although with Caitlin being gone there, I guess an opening did open up.
Yeah. So do you think Caitlin is, what do you think? What is going on with Killer Frost? Tell us what's going to happen, Tom.
yeah, I don't know about that. But she's clearly after Tracy in the beginning there. Killer Frost is not my favorite part of the show right now. I think they did some, I don't think ice powers are terribly interesting. I think they did some cool things with it in this episode, though. We see the surfer dude, Killer Frost version, whatever that was unique and creative. So I like to see that. I'm still just, I want to explore more of why she is Killer Frost. Just figure that out. You know, you've got this character that they've been developing over almost three seasons. Wouldn't it have been nice to see her like slowly turn to the dark side, get these powers, be confused about them, and go to help Savitar because she's confused, but instead it's just like a switch. Oh, I'm Killer Frost, so I've got to be bad.
Yeah. You know,
it's just...
Yeah, it's really jarring because it's, you know, so out of character from her, and it's not really explained why having the powers makes her so evil. So yeah, like you said, yeah, it would be cool to see her kind of slip into the dark side a little more than just flipping a switch.
Yeah, it's like Jekyll and Hyde, except not even, because she's got all of her, like, she's got all her memories. She seems to be okay with it. So I'm, I, I guess not. But I guess I can just judge it for what it is. And what it is, it's just her being, oh, I'm going to destroy all this for unknown reasons. That's fine.
Yeah, because like they did the Jekyll and Hyde thing with Julian. And at least when they did that, it was because he was being controlled and like he didn't remember what happened. When it, and like it made more sense, I guess. And I don't know. I just like the way they handled that better than they've been handling Killer Frost.
Yeah, that's the least interesting part of the story for me right now. But I mean, I still like Caitlin, and I hope she doesn't stay Killer Frost forever. I hope they figure out something to do with that. And I don't even necessarily want to reverse her powers, but maybe figure out why she goes evil when she uses them.
Right. If she had those powers all the time and was still good, that would be pretty cool. Like the ice surfing, that looked expensive and cool.
Yeah, and that was all practical, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
That looked like it took a lot of work.
So speaking of Julian, too, everybody was not being so nice to him in this episode. Like, he's just, I don't understand, man. Like, he's just doing what he thinks is right, and I don't know.
Well, yeah, I've noticed that lately. He's, like, been really a pretty good guy the last several episodes, and he's, like, getting better at talking to people. He asks Cisco for a little bit, and Cisco just snaps at him.
Right.
I'm like, this isn't Harry from last year, where he's just a jerk all the time, and you can be mean back, because that's just how it is, but Julian's been pretty cool. So we did get to see quite a bit from the Cisco and Julian. We find out Cisco is struggling to, you know, he's worried he doesn't want to hurt Caitlin. What'd you think of that story?
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, she is his best friend, like you said. Although I think Barry is his best friend. I think everybody is Cisco's best friend.
Everyone's best friend.
Oh, man. No, but yeah, it's understandable motivation to not want to kill your friend. But at the same time, like Julian, maybe even more than Cisco or a different way than Cisco, has feelings for Caitlin, obviously. And he still understands, like, well, you're not going to do her any good by just letting her run around and kill people. Like, you need to stop her. So I mean, it was okay. I don't like seeing Cisco and Julian fight because they're two of my more favorite characters. I just want everybody to get along and be happy, but that would be boring. Just 40 minutes every week, just watching people sit around eating nachos and be happy. So
that sounds pretty fun, actually. Maybe they can do a one-off episode of that. But yeah, I thought that was actually a pretty interesting point that Cisco was kind of struggling with it. And I don't blame him for it. I understand where he's coming from. He doesn't want to hurt her. So that was neat. And then sort of one of the other B plots, a C plot, maybe it was everything with Joe and Cecile. Cecile tells Joe she loves him, and then he like freaks out and runs away and all this, and then turns out everything's okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought this part was unnecessary. Like, especially with the really important things that were going on in this episode, and maybe that makes me a bad person because I don't think that their relationship is that important, but I don't know. It didn't really take away from the story in any way, but it certainly didn't add to the story in any way.
I think that's a good way of putting it. I like Joe and Cecile together, so I didn't want to see them break up or everything they had to go through. But the end of the episode, I guess it's important for them, their relationship, to take a step forward. And I do want Joe to be happy. Actually, I don't want Joe to be happy, because if he's happy and in a relationship, something bad is probably going to happen to him.
For sure.
So it'd probably be better if he was a little miserable right now, and then better things would be happening to him. But no, I'm glad they're together and everything worked out fine. Yeah, it wasn't essential, but I guess it does add a little bit to their characters.
Yeah, and I think I maybe have complained in the past that they set up this character of Cecile and this relationship with Joe and Cecile, and they never do anything with it. And now I'm complaining that they're doing something with it. So I think I'm a hypocrite.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you talk out of both sides of your mouth.
Exactly.
Well, one thing I did like, and this I really like, well, I like lots of things, but I did really like Barry, actually. I feel like this episode was responding to all the internet memes about this Barry Allen, how he needs help from everyone to figure out a plan. So that was pretty cool when they're fighting Killer Frost at the beginning and Barry uses whatever, he blows a flame at her. Mm. That was pretty cool and smart. And then he was the one who came up with a plan. later. I thought that was really cool to see, like, this might be his first plan. He's had several plans, but it seems almost like it's one of his first plans.
Yeah, you almost forget. Like, if you started watching Flash this season, you probably would not know that he's actually a genius and he's, like, really, really good at his forensic job and knows a lot of stuff. You probably wouldn't know that from watching this season because, like you said, it's just that it's kind of the function of that there's so many people in the lab that you have to give them something to do. And so Barry can't really be the one coming up with the plan because then nobody else would have anything to do.
Right. And they would have no value. So there's definitely a balance there. They can't have Barry doing it all himself. Otherwise everyone is unimportant. But at the same time, they also like, we haven't seen the genius Barry Allen that was alluded to like back in season one, when we found out he created Gideon.
Yeah.
Like in season one, he finds out he created Gideon and then he's done. You know, we have it's just been dropped since then. Like, he hasn't worked on it. I don't know how he's going to come up with it. Like, maybe, I mean, he's the Flash, so he can do it real fast. Maybe one weekend he'll get bored and just create Gideon. But, yeah, we haven't seen any signs of that. So I'm glad we started to see some of that in this episode. Mm-hmm. Also, I got to say, how much do you want to read Wells' book on motivational speaking? All's Wells That Ends Wells?
I would pay a not insignificant amount of money to own that book. I'm sure it would turn my life around.
Oh yeah, I think it would. I think
wouldn't,
it would.
Wouldn't
it
have sounds to be like doing a good this one. Podcast anymore, man. Be going yeah. places.
Yeah. Do something you enjoy for once.
So, part of Barry's plan ends up making Vibe and Killer Frost fighting each other. What did you think of when Vibe wasn't really holding back anymore? What did you think of the fight that we got to see?
I thought it was pretty good for the most part. It's a weird thing visually, you know, ice powers against interdimensional powers, however you want to, vibing powers, however you want to describe Vibe's powers. But considering that, I think they pulled it off pretty well. What'd you think?
Yeah, that was the only thing when they were like, when they were both shooting at each other and you didn't know which way it was going to go. I was like, I wonder, like, how do those interact with each other? Like, what is doing what to what?
Yeah, that's like the problem with comic book fights sometimes. It's like, okay, what is more powerful?
Right. How do you even quantify that?
Like, ice versus vibing. If they meet, who wins?
Well, now we know. Vibing, man. Vibing all the way.
Yeah, that's right.
So the weird thing about, though, when they meet up is Killer Frost already knows everything that Barry's going to say and knows that Cisco's up in the rafters. And it kind of is weird that she knows all this. But obviously, Savitar's from the future, perhaps. But then when the plan doesn't go well, when they know, but they already knew that the plan wasn't going to go, I don't know, man. Are they changing the future? Like, did they knew what was going to happen, but then it seemed like they didn't know what was going to happen because then they had to run away and Savitar had to take Killer Frost with him. But did he know he was going to have to do that?
Stop it. Stop it. Don't make me try to figure that out and explain it.
Yeah. Anyways, it's going to be a rough few years for Tracy Brand, I think, because she's basically the one person that they have to kill in order to win. And so I think she's gonna have a bounty on her head for a while.
Oh, you mean that Savitar has to kill?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay, I gotcha. I was thinking like Barry needed to. I'm like, what? Did I miss something? yeah, but Tracy does give them another person to hang out in Star Labs, like we talked about, and then that leads to the ending where Barry figures out Savitar's identity.
So I was close. I thought it was going to be Wally, but it's not Wally. It's Barry from a different future, from the farther future, from, I don't know. He's got something on his face. So he's past the 2024. This is what I don't understand. So he's past the 2024 Barry, who has already had Iris killed by Savitar, who is Barry. So that we're like, does that obviously that sadness doesn't lead to him wanting to become Savitar and then kill. That doesn't make any sense. So here's what's going to happen. It's all a circle, basically. And Barry thinks that he needs to trap Savitar in the Speed Force using whatever Brand's formula, whatever she is coming up with. But that is really going to trap Barry in the Speed Force, which is going to drive him crazy, which is going to turn him into Savitar, and he's going to come fight himself because he put himself in the Speed Force. When really, if he had just never put himself in the Speed Force, he wouldn't have to worry about Savitar. But he's already done that because Savitar exists, so he still has to put him in the Speed Force. But that's just going to make Savitar. So I don't really know how you get out of this one.
Right. And when does this happen? When does he try to trap him? Does he get trapped in the Speed Force?
I don't know, man.
This is where I think this is the point where Flash gets a little bit too into the time travel stuff. I think the ending of season two was a little bit too confusing for most people, and I don't think this season is going to be any better when it comes to explaining how Barry becomes Savitar and goes back and kills. So if Savitar never killed Iris, how did Savitar get, why would Barry turn into Savitar?
Well, he's going to never kill Iris because Barry is going to trap him in the Speed Force, but he's really trapping himself in the Speed Force, which is going to cause him to go crazy and become Savitar and come back and then kill Iris. So he's going to both have killed Iris and not killed Iris. So she's the cat in Schrodinger's experiment.
So he's going to get trapped in the Speed Force, take Jay's spot watching Wally's mom die.
Yep. And that's going to drive him crazy.
And he's going to see that for several years and then go crazy. Maybe. This is where, like, you know, time travel. So, if Barry traveled to 2024 and inspired new hope into that version of Barry, would that Barry ever become Savitar? And
well, that Barry had already been Savitar because he had already trapped Savitar, so Savitar already existed.
So you think 2024 Barry is post Savitar Barry?
Yep.
So he, like, between 2017 and 2024, he becomes Savitar and creates 2017, goes back, kills Iris, and then I don't think
they're not going to explain all this, but what's going to happen at the end of the season is they're going to be like, he's going to figure out that trapping himself in the Speed Force is just going to cause himself to become Savitar, and so he's going to not do that, and Savitar is just going to, like, fade out, like, a la Back to the Future. He just doesn't exist anymore.
A la season one.
Right.
Reverse Flash.
Yes.
That is... that's probably the best theory I've heard, which I haven't heard any. So I probably heard some, but I don't remember any of them. Yeah, I guess so. That would sort of explain it. It makes your head hurt if you think about it too hard. But you might be right.
Yeah.
I'm not going to come up with another theory, because I'm not going to top that, and I don't know that I want to, because it will make my head hurt.
Yeah, so this whole time I thought it was going to be Wally, and now Wally's just a character that they say, oh, he's hanging out on Earth 3 for a while. So hopefully we get to see some more Wally, because I like him a lot, and I wanted him to be more involved in this storyline.
Yeah, he gets one scene at the end there. That was surprising, but I'm sure he'll have a bigger role going forward. They just had a lot to juggle in this one. So we shall see. All right, and next week's episode, Cause and Effect. What'd you think of this trailer, Zach?
We keep talking about how the Supergirl trailers look way darker than the show ends up being. This maybe looks like it's
the opposite.
Right. It looks lighter than the episode is probably going to be, which is okay. But yeah, they're, I don't know, they're messing around with Barry's memories because he remembers all of his memories. Even when he's usually. Savitar. Right.
Yeah, it looks like a bit of a side episode. You know, it's contributing to the finale, but my guess is they try to wipe his memories and then it doesn't work. And then we're back to where we were. But it looks like they could have some fun with it in the meantime.
Yeah.
Interesting choice to try to prevent him from creating more memories. But we'll see what happens. I guess that's all we've got for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening, and make sure to check out DC Daily Drop on Twitter, Facebook, and DCDailyDrop.com. Drop by tomorrow for more DC news.